This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Travis from on Highway 18 is. Travis, are you there?
I'm here.
Travis, did you listen to the men's row around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I did not.
It's okay. That's okay. We're on the same playing ground.
All right. We'll see how that goes.
We got this.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Travis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate make up what snack?
S'mores.
Correct. Chartreuse is a color between yellow and what?
Green.
Yes. Who was the oldest man to win People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Harrison Ford?
No.
George Clooney?
No.
Ben Affleck?
No. What is the world's most expensive spice by weight?
Saffron?
Correct. What was the first commercial uniform to be patented in the United States?
Say that again?
What was the first commercial uniform to be patented in the United States?
The Navy?
No.
Army?
No.
Marines?
No. The Mavericks is an NBA team from what city?
Dallas.
Correct. Susie Carmichael is a character from what cartoon?
Rugrats.
Yes. What soft drink was originally called Brad's drink?
Dr. Pepper?
No.
Root beer?
No. Travis
and friend,
you got 5 correct. Who is your friend?
We got Nick and Jeremy here.
Hi, Nick, Jeremy, and Travis.
Morning.
You know, I will say one of y'all should have listened to the cheat sheet. That's what I will say. It really would have helped you. But I don't know if Steve's going to know those either.
There's some toughies in there.
Okay.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate make up what snack?
Oh, man, Tatum can't wait to go camping one day so we can enjoy some s'mores.
Yeah, yeah. Chartreuse is a color between yellow and what?
Red?
No.
Green.
Correct. Who is the oldest man to win People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Jesus.
No. He is sexy,
though. Sean Connery?
Wow, correct. What is the world's most expensive spice by weight?
Expensive spice by weight. Vanilla?
No.
Is that a spice?
I don't think so.
Cumin?
No. Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. Salt?
No. What was the first commercial uniform to be patented in the United States?
The UPS uniform?
No. What was the question?
What was the first commercial uniform to be patented in the United States?
A police officer's uniform.
No.
A fireman's uniform.
No. The Mavericks is an NBA team from
Dallas.
What city? Correct. Susie Carmichael is a character from what cartoon?
Pass.
What soft drink was originally called Brad's drink?
Pepsi.
Yes. In the game of pool, the five ball is traditionally what color?
Orange?
Yes. Does he get that?
I heard the music still going.
Really? I thought it stopped.
Oh, then you need to get your ears checked.
Oh, well, if he gets it, then he got six correct, which is a win 5-6.
Let's go.
I don't.
Thank you, my friend. See, he accepted it.
He accepted it.
You need to accept it, too.
That was a close one. They knew that the world's most expensive spice is saffron.
Saffron?
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
And this is going to shock you all. Taryn, what was the first commercial uniform to be patented in the United States?
The Hooters uniform.
No, what the heck?
That's a good guess.
You're joking, aren't you?
I don't know.
It was on the cheat sheet.
Oh, was it? No, I forgot. What is it?
I have a sweatshirt of it.
Playboy.
There we go.
Oh.
It's the Playboy bunny, baby.
We need to put the call out to all the millennials that are listening. If you are a millennial, please call in now because we need to get your take on some very iconic films that apparently shaped the millennial generation. They're part of our millennial culture. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
There are a certain group of movies that have apparently shaped the millennial generation. And on that list, the top movie, The Princess Bride from 1987.
Inconceivable. Inconceivable.
I'm shocked because I feel like that movie, not to be a Gen X purist, but I feel like that was meant for the Gen Xers.
See, I kind of think The Princess Bride transcends generations, Steve.
You know what? Maybe, hey, they said to their younger brother or sister and said, hey, you should check this movie out.
Yes.
Inconceivable.
So we have millennials on the phone and we want to put them to the test. We want to see if they agree with some of these other movies. And I do see that one of the calls we have has a movie listed that helped shape his life that I am refusing to let my child watch.
Really?
Yes.
Inconceivable.
But first, we're going to chat with Mariah from Whidbey Island. Good morning, Mariah.
Hi, good morning. So, nice to hear from you guys. I've listened to you forever.
Thank you. So what movie would you say shaped you as a millennial?
Well, the one that first came off the top of my head was Wayne's World.
Oh, Great Party choice. Time. Excellent. Schwing.
Yeah, Party Time. Excellent. Exactly.
So do you agree with this movie? They have put from 1993, The Sandlot.
Yes, definitely.
You're killing me, Smalls.
That's a big one for me, for sure.
Agree.
That's a movie that I have not watched in a very long time. I wonder if it still holds the test of time.
It does.
It does? Oh, yeah, Danny watches. He probably watched it yesterday.
Steve, don't call me out like that.
It's still amazing, though.
You're going to say, no, it was on Monday when I watched it.
Justin from Ferndale, fellow millennial, you put the movie that I will refuse to let my child watch on your list, and that is The Land Before Time.
Are you serious, sir?
It's way too sad, man. I'm not putting myself through that again.
See, what I got from that movie is your friends will always be there for you, and you can always just have go on fun adventures as long as you keep your friends close and the age for family. So that's the message that I got from the movie that I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
Well,
The Lord of the Rings is also shaped my life as well, so I'll put that out there.
And Lord of the Rings did make this list. Another movie that made the list, Justin, is Scream from 1996.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, come on, you know I don't watch it.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act. She's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
I love that movie.
Justin, do you agree with Scream being on the list?
Oh, I was 5 when that movie came out. Saw it when I was 8. So, yeah, definitely. But I would put Scary Movie ahead of Scream any day of the week.
No, I think I'm arguing with your opinion. No, your opinion is wrong. My opinion is right. Scream is better.
I mean, that was like the first horror movie I ever watched.
I'll be honest. When I saw you mentioned Land Before Time, I thought it was Land of the Lost, the dinosaur movie. And I'm like, yeah, that is a good movie. I don't think I've ever seen Land Before Time.
Don't. It's going to make you cry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Thank you for the heads up.
Joe from Bellevue, fellow millennial, what is the movie that shaped you?
It's called What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. Probably not on the list.
It is not on the list, but one that is The Big Lebowski from 1998.
Believe it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
The dude abides. Joe, do you believe that that movie does belong on the list?
Yeah, in a way, but I think it needs to shape at least how we learn to be more easygoing, because life is kind of like, it's too hectic as you get older.
Yes.
And his attitude is kind of like, I didn't ask to be the dude, so whatever. Just, I mean, come on, I'll go with it. Whatever, the dude abides.
The dude abides.
Just have a white Russian and chill out.
Yes. Crystal from Oak Harbor, also a millennial. What is the movie that shaped you?
Liar, Liar.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that one up. I feel like that's that's an underrated Jim Carrey movie, you ask me.
That was one of those movies that me and my sister binge watched on repeat.
So great.
His comedic timing in that movie, I think, is I know a lot of people love The Mask, and I can understand why, and Ace Ventura, both great films, but I feel like he really, like, Liar, Liar was just like him firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were so many times that my mom would pick something up and smell it and go, I'm taking this.
Crystal, sadly, Liar, Liar is not on the list, but this movie is.
That is so fetch. Gretchen. Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Mean Girls from 2004, do you agree that that's a movie that helped shape the millennial generation?
Unfortunately.
You know which one would be for me? And I'm not a millennial, but hello, fellow kids. I'm going to pretend to be a millennial for a second. Let me put on my baseball cap and put it backwards. The one I would put, and it, honestly, to me, it's my favorite comedy of all time as well, but I feel like this is one, and I see that it is on the list.
Wait, you changed your name to... McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin?
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the f*** would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a f***ing book for one.
You have to watch that movie again.
Superbad always gets better with time.
I'm sure there's some super questionable content in that, but on the whole, man, that movie cracks me up.
Speaking of millennials, an icon for our generation, Tony Hawk, he put out this beautiful tribute to Kurt Cobain recently after reflecting on their connection, and that is their shared grandson.
Which is mind-blowing.
And the response to the post has been pretty magical online, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Tony Hawk got me all up in my feels, Steve Miggs, when he posted this beautiful tribute to Kurt Cobain.
I think he got everybody emotional with this one.
So his son, Riley Hawk, is married to Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, and the two of them welcomed a child back in September, Ronan Walker Cobain Hawk. So over the weekend, Tony
posted... That's going to suck when he has a baseball jersey.
Yeah. Over the weekend, Tony posted this photo of a ticket stub that he went to see Nirvana back in 1991 and said it basically changed his life.
Yeah, he was like doing a skateboarding thing and then like right next door Nirvana was playing. You know how much the ticket was for?
I don't even want to know.
I mean, the service charges are more than this nowadays. I'm not even joking. The ticket was $10.
Jeez.
Right?
And Tony Hawk knew the magic of Nirvana then, and then fast forward, he's saying his world would never be the same, the world would never be the same, and now he and Kurt are like, you know, shared grandparents, and he just wishes that Kurt was here to meet his grandson, to meet Riley.
Yeah, I did see that part where he said, I wish Kurt was here so he could see the incredible woman his daughter has become, meet her devoted, caring husband, and hold our wondrous grandchild. I was like, aw, man. I'd imagine if you had a time machine, you go back in time to young Tony Hawk at the Nirvana concert, say, hey, one day, you're going to be granddad with that Kurt guy on stage. He'd be like, no way.
Our kids are going to get hitched.
That also means that Courtney Love is grandma.
Yes.
The trifecta.
And so this post almost went immediately viral, and the comments are just as great as you would think they would be. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, usually we have comments that are whining, but these are just, I mean, it's all about the love fest for Tony Hawk. And I figured, you know, Tony Hawk, Kurt Cobain, kind of like the leaders of the slacker generation.
Yeah.
Who better to read these comments than the ultimate slacker, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah! Wrong guy. But Napoleon Dynamite, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. Are you ready for the first comment about Tony Hawk?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
What a sweet post. I simply cannot imagine a bigger flex for a grandkid to say his grandpas are Cobain and Hawk. My Gen X heart is full.
Yeah. Agree. It's like a magical meeting.
That would be a great story to tell people. Like, hey, guess what? But also, that kind of puts a lot of pressure on you to then be kind of creative and artistic or athletic. I mean,
it's always tough for those kids that, you know, are in the shadow of those famous parents.
Yeah, like, what if he becomes a banker?
Oh.
His grandparents are going to look down on him with, like, disdain.
Now, this is American royalty I can get behind.
Okay, yeah.
Agree.
Guaranteed to be the coolest kid of all time.
I wonder. You know how, well, you know how kids are. They'll somehow twist it into something that's not cool.
No.
I just think kids are awful.
They can be, especially at age 5, which mine is.
I was thinking more like 10, 12, but you know, at 5, sure.
I choose to believe in the multiverse because there has to be a timeline where Kurt Cobain and Tony Hawk are hanging out together, being the coolest grandpas ever. That has to exist.
So a lot of people keep saying about how like it's like these are like cultural icons. Who would you say is like the ultimate icon from like the 90s?
Pam Anderson. Yeah.
This is Pam with makeup, you know, nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now she's going natural.
You know what's funny is my first thought, and I don't know why, but Alicia Silverstone.
A great choice.
Like, I feel like she just kind of came and went in the 90s. Like, it was like, oh, here she is. She's everybody's talking about. She's in these music videos.
Clueless.
Don't take that out of context, Danny. And then all of a sudden, she's just gone.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, what about you?
Honestly, Robin Williams. Because
I know
he was around way before the 90s, but for some reason, like, he, you know, with all the things he did in the 90s, he was just huge.
I feel like everyone I'm going to list is they're celebrities that I had a crush on when I was in my teen years. Like, I'll just say Winona Ryder, Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
Those all would be good ones as well. We have one more comment about Tony Hawk and Kurt Cobain being the grandpas to the same kid.
Imagine talking to this kid in the future. Someone asking, what were your grandparents like? Their reply, well, one of my grandpas is Kurt Cobain and the other is Tony Hawk. This is as 90s as it gets.
Legends. There's a small town, Steve, that's in big trouble. And it's all because of their love for an iconic Christmas movie. We're going to talk about this during What's Trending After Twisted Sister.
The Daily Migs Show.
As you're waking up and motivating yourself for the day, there's a lot going on in the world of pop culture, and that can be tough to get through. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Now, if you're a DoorDash driver, you're going to want to hang out because we have some information about a $17 million settlement. We're going to get to that shortly. But first, big congrats to The Price is Right. Today, they celebrate their 10,000th show. It is the longest running game show in U.S. history. And this is Drew Carey, the host, with some more on this historic moment today.
We're giving away a lot of money today.
$90,000.
Started in 1972. I watched it in college, and Price is Right just stood out because it was people going bananas.
First of all, he watched it in college. I feel like he's never... I bet he was stoned watching it back then. He's still like a stoner party guy now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
It's a really good cross-section of America.
We've had over 75,000 people hauled on down.
We've given away over $300 million in cash and prizes. It's been one of the best experiences of my professional life. No matter how my day is, as soon as I get The Price Right, walk through the door, it all goes away.
Now, what a show!
It's just vibing all day.
I don't think he's lying one bit. I think he looks, he gives that vibe like he looks forward to being the host of The Price is Right. Like he's like, always gives off that like aura of, I can't believe I'm getting to do this kind of thing.
He's very joyous and jovial. I love me some Drew Carey.
Do you think that, I mean, I know it is for me. Is that, would that be your number one game show you'd want to be on? Game show, not reality show.
Probably. I mean, I used to watch it all the time growing up and it was my favorite thing to do if I was homesick from school.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, 100%.
Because you tried to go on.
I tried, and I was in the audience, and they never called me down.
Danny, is that yours, or what game show would you want to be on?
Family Feud.
Family Feud?
Yeah, I've always thought Family Feud would be a lot of fun, especially like if I had you guys with me, and then we could all just make fun of each other the whole time.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know, man. Like, you, Lily, Mom.
No, I want you guys instead.
Do we have to legally change our last name so we can be a part of this?
Exactly.
Hey, you guys know the movie Christmas Story.
Of course.
And of course, one of the more iconic objects that are in this film, and it's an ongoing story in the movie, and people do buy the replica of it, is that leg lamp.
What does he call it? Electric sex?
Is that what it was called?
I don't remember calls that part. Or something like
electric
that.
Sex?
Yes.
Well, how about Warner Brothers is asking a town in Oklahoma? This is very strange because the movie didn't happen in Oklahoma. So I don't know why Oklahoma's wrapping their arms around this, but they have a giant leg lamp. If you haven't seen it, look it up online because the thing is awesome. It's massive. It's like, I mean, it's like, I don't know, over 15 feet tall, it looks
Whoa.
Like. It's pretty freaking big. It's a giant replica of the one that you saw in The Christmas Story. It's even on a box as well. And here's a guy by the name of Jim. He's from the Chickasha Community Foundation talking about this, which is the small town in Oklahoma.
We're not trying to infringe upon anything. The ones that hate this thing, they didn't want to understand. They were just like, oh, I told you we're going to get sued. Told you we're going to get sued. And the reality is there has been no lawsuit. But the biggest thing is this isn't an amusement park. It didn't cost you $20 to come in and see the world's largest leg lamp. The only thing we're selling is officially licensed merchandise. So there is no infringement.
Well, I mean, I don't know how that works, but if you're charging an amount of money that, you know, are you sending all that money back to the person that, you know, made the shirts and made the license holder?
It's tricky.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know what the hell this guy's thinking, but...
It's a piece of art that is not owned by the city. It's owned by the Chickasha Community Foundation, and the land that it's on is owned by University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma.
All that being said, I don't know why Warner Brothers even cares. Like, I'd be like, you want to have a giant leg lamp statue that's just in the middle of your city? Okay, knock yourself out.
I do have two leg lamp Christmas ornaments that I get very excited to put on my tree every year.
But don't tell Warner Brothers, because I guess back in 2019, they asked to do this, and Warner Brothers denied it, which maybe that's where the problem is. Like, Warner Brothers is like, we told you couldn't do it, and yet you still did it.
Yeah. DoorDash drivers, listen to this. DoorDash is agreeing to a $17 million settlement after a New York Attorney General investigation found that during the years of 2017 through 2019, the company was misusing customer tips to offset the base pay of its drivers instead of just passing those on in full as tips. So as part of the settlement, $16.75 million will go to these affected Dashers. Do you guys know anybody that's ever driven for DoorDash? Do you know anyone that's aware of this happening?
I'm not sure if anyone I know has done DoorDash, but they've done like Uber Eats. And I always will see them, though, complain about when they don't get a good tip. And then you start realizing when they get more information, they don't get paid a lot. And really, the tips are just kind of, if you're not getting a tip, you're kind of getting screwed as far as financially with like the gas money and all this, you know, and the time spent. It's a tough go. And that does suck if they were, like, skimming off the top of their tips.
Yeah, that's super, super bad.
How about Ozzy Osbourne's got a documentary coming out called No Escape From Now. It's going to be debuting on Paramount Plus later this year. It's going to be about I mean, I think it's going to be a fascinating watch because it's about Ozzy dealing with all of his health issues as he's preparing for this final concert, which the more, I think the closer we get to the concert, it's, I don't think he's going to be on stage very much.
I feel like it's him taking the opportunity to like say thank you and say goodbye, basically say goodbye to the fans because he's not going to be taking the stage anymore after this.
I'd be happy if he gets like one or two songs in or even like a verse or two just to kind of like hear his voice one more time with Black Sabbath, but I'm also not going to be bummed or upset if he doesn't end up singing on any of the songs.
Well, and all the bands that are going to be contributing, yeah, it's going to be such a great way to honor the wonderful, you know, world that he's given us.
Plus, I know Fred Durst is going to be there. Have him sing every song just to piss off the entire music community and bring great joy to me.
Absolutely. Liam Gallagher is sparking some concerns, suggesting that Oasis reunion tour could be under an hour in set length. Would that disappoint you, Steve Mintz?
No. Honestly, I think that's still... I don't want to piss off Oasis fans, but I feel like you could probably do 30 minutes of Oasis songs, and I would be happy.
Okay, all right.
I like a handful of their songs, but I don't need to hear all the deep cuts. I'd be fine with just hearing. And I've seen them live, so maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. If you've never seen them, you probably want to get your money's worth and see them do like 2 hours worth of content, but an hour sounds great to me.
Well, that's the big thing, is that a lot of these fans are kind of upset about, like, what is, you know, the ticket prices that they've been paying. Like, what's the value there? It's a 41-show tour. The guys will be on stage together for the first time in 15 years. They could be making $100 million off of this tour, but these could be very short set lists in comparison to what you're used to.
I'm willing to put money that he's trolling the fans, because I think that's kind of like, right now, they're just having fun, just kind of messing with people, keeping people on their toes a little bit. But I think about some of the concerts I've been to where, like, I think definitely at the time that I took my wife to see Pearl Jam, never again, never going to do that again, because I'm okay with sitting through 3 hours of Pearl Jam. She was fine with, like, if they did, like, what, I think he joked and said, we're going to do 59 minutes and 59 seconds. I think my wife would have been like, that was even 15 minutes too long. You know what I mean? Like, she just doesn't want to sit and watch a band for 3 hours.
Especially one that's not her favorite band.
Is there a band that you've seen that like goes, like, does marathon? Yeah, you're
I've
a hippie.
I've seen Dead & Company a handful of times.
Yeah.
They do the 3 hours for sure.
Are they like Fish? Because I remember when I would see Fish way back in the day, they would do like, we'll play for like 2 hours. We're going to take a 30-minute break. Oh like, God. They do an intermission.
They do an intermission.
And then they would play again for like another hour and some change.
Well, most of the guys in Dead and Company, I mean, not John Mayer, but a lot of those guys are in their 70s. So they have earned that 30-minute intermission. They got to go get some oxygen and take a breather.
Would you be upset if you went and they only did like an hour, hour 15 and said, okay, thanks, everybody?
That's not what you're accustomed to. So yeah, I'd be a little disappointed.
Because your high hasn't fully worn off yet.
Yes, maybe that okay, too.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? His record in the game of Beat Migs is 57 wins, 28 losses, and 15 ties so far in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show